It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Common Council member Joe Golombek. Joe, good morning. Thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Sure. Good morning, Joe.
We've heard this on and off for a few weeks now, but it seems to finally be getting to the point where something's going to happen, and that is the city-operated ambulance service. Now, before we get to what this will do, can you explain to the listeners what the ambulance service in the city of Buffalo is now?
Yeah. We have a private company that runs the ambulance service, emergency services in the city of Buffalo. It's AMR currently, and there is a board that it meets in front of on a regular basis so that we can get updates and get information as to what is and isn't going on. The council also has the authority to have AMR come in and answer questions, which I think is going to happen before the next step happens.
So that next step would be what?
Well, Councilmember Scanlon did a resolution calling for exploring the possibility that the city of Buffalo would take over all emergency service, ambulance services in the entire city of Buffalo, which is currently done by a private entity right now and has been for many, many years.
So this new ambulance service, what kind of control would the city have? If it's city operated, does that mean it's taxpayer funded? Would that change how it reacts to calls? What would change in the ambulance service?
It would most likely end up being the Buffalo Fire Department that would end up running the ambulance service. I heard you talking about old TV shows. It would be sort of like Emergency 51 from when I was a kid. There would be X amount of ambulances. They would most likely be at fire stations, firehouses throughout the city of Buffalo, and they would respond to any emergency that needed an ambulance. That's a possibility. It's not necessarily something that will happen, though, because the cost, the expense that would go along with it. But some of us have been very, very dissatisfied with the response time from AMR. But before we get to that point, I want to find out, is it the 911 issue that is causing AMR to come late to some calls? Is there another glitch? You know, we need to find out what the actual problem is, you know, before we try to solve it by doing something as momentous as that.
So it's the vote was to look into the creation of a city-operated ambulance. So what will that looking into? Will we have hearings? Are people going to come in and talk to the council? What do these next few steps of the looking into this possibility look like?
Probably all of the above. First, we will have staff put together something for us that says, you know, what we would need to do. And then we would end up having professionals come in on both sides and say, you know, here's the advantages, here's the disadvantages. And the biggest disadvantage is going to be money, the amount of money to start something like this. But that's where Councilmember Scanlon is looking to see what kind of grants would be available out there, if any. So maybe they would offset the costs, and maybe it would end up being feasible. That's what we'll find out by doing the study.
And how long do we expect this study to take? And, I mean, obviously after the study, I'll have you back on to ask what happens after that. But how long will this process look like at the council?
Well, we are in recess for the month of August, so nothing will get started with the actual planning process until sometime in September. The council staff will be doing research. We're off official duties, but we're still, in the building, and so are our staffs. So they will be doing research for us. And so sometime in September, we will most likely have some sort of a, you know, more concrete plan as to what is going to happen.
You guys are on recess, and you and Nowakowski still making time for us on Sunday. Greatly appreciated. Let's look into something else that was announced this week. The enforcement of amusement fees in the city of Buffalo. Now, is this something that's already on the books?
Yeah, my understanding is that it is. I got a phone call from Sportsman's, which is in my district, about a week and a half ago, and I was taken by complete surprise. And the next morning, I started making phone calls and found out that literally everybody, from the venues to my colleagues on the council, were taken by complete surprise by this move. I do believe that there has been some movement, that there's going to be some sort of a flat fee that is going to be charged rather than what is currently on the books, which will make it much, much easier for venues to be able to pay, you know, a much more minimal amount. And more importantly, when I was talking to Dwayne Hall from Sportsman's, he said that the paperwork that would go with each venue would be just, you know, brutal for those places, especially smaller places, you know, that are mom and pop type shops, to fill out on a regular basis. I think Sportsman said that they sometimes have close to 300 acts in the course of a year that they would have to fill out additional paperwork for, and that's ridiculous.
So this is currently on the books, but it's not really being enforced, so...
That's my understanding, yes.
Okay. Yeah, because like you said, a lot of people are finding this out for the first time. Does this have support in the council to go on as on the books? Does it look? Do people want to reform it? Is there a chance of getting rid of it? Or what do you think the support is at the council level?
I think that the reforming the item and having this flat tax is more fair. The city of Buffalo, you know, wants to be competitive with other venues throughout the region, and we just want to be fair in what we charge. And, you know, things like that do need to be monitored so that you don't end up having things like rave parties and things like that that could cause, you know, violence for residents and, you know, neighbors. So there does need to be something in place, but it needs to be something that's not onerous to our business owners.
All right, Joe. And the final question I got to ask you, I know it's a beautiful day outside, but it is the month of August. You know, snow is already on people's mind, especially if you go to Lowe's and see the Halloween decorations out. Any concerns heading into the winter season, or is the city of Buffalo prepared as ever?
Well, hopefully we'll be prepared. I mean, the problem will boil down to what kind of a winter we have. You know, if you have another storm of a century, you know, you can be as prepared as possible, and you're going to end up having a monkey wrench thrown into the system. You know, I'm hoping that it's a normal Buffalo winter. I'd like to see a mild Buffalo winter. But, you know, we'll know more once again in September and October, when Commissioner Martin and the other emergency commissioners come in front of the council and give us updates.
Now, I might sound way out of touch here, but the Broadway arena is being replaced, right?
Ultimately, yes.
But that won't be this year.
Oh, no, no. I mean, if we started today, it's going to be a multi-year project, because the Broadway barns are huge. They're immense. And it's going to take some time for us to get everything done. And actually, you know, we'll need the new location while we're using the old location. So it will take quite some time.
Well, Joe, you know, anytime we get some snow news, I'll be sending you a text. I always appreciate you being available for us on Sunday mornings, council member, and enjoy your month of recess.
All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.